This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from a mass shooting last August at an El Paso, Texas Walmart store has climbed to 23. The Del Sol Medical Center in El Paso said Sunday that Guillermo Garcia, still hospitalized 9 months after the shooting, succumbed to his injuries over the weekend. 20 people were killed outright and 4 dozen were struck by gunfire on August 3, 2019, when a man opened fire with an assault rifle in what prosecutors have branded an anti-Hispanic hate crime. 2 more victims died in the following days. Garcia's death brings the total to 23. And again, that was the shooting incident last August at an El Paso, Texas Walmart store. Dr. Deborah Birx, one of the doctors on the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that social distancing will be with us through the summer. She said the measure was necessary to really ensure that we protect one another from the COVID-19 pandemic. Birx also said she thinks the United States needs a breakthrough on coronavirus testing to aid the reopening of the economy and better understand the scope the pandemic in the United States. Also Sunday, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized the administration for withholding funds from the World Health Organization and efforts to undermine the role of the U.N. agency. In an interview aired Sunday on National Public Radio, Pelosi accused the U.S. President and the Secretary of State of effectively isolating the United States during a global pandemic. She said it's more than stupid. It's dangerous. Earlier this month, U.S. President Donald Trump said he would suspend funding for the WHO, saying the agency had supported China's early efforts to hide the dangers of the new strain of coronavirus. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.